Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Amazon Freebie's new original flick, Puppy Love, is literally that, a rom-com match of people and pups. We'll preview this attraction coming out tomorrow when director and executive producer Richard Allen Reed joins me next. Also ahead, Paramount pulls down its BET for sale sign, ABC experiments with 10 a.m. hour newscast, and our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker and Tuner Radio. I present in more than 40 podcast destinations, including for the first time today, Amazon Music and Audible. Hello, everyone. And this just in, tomorrow will be televised. Wherever you are on this Thursday afternoon, thank you for joining us for our special edition today of the program all about TV's current and future. And once again, we want to welcome those of you that are tuning us in for the very first time through Amazon Music and Audible. We are delighted to have you join our family of more than 40 podcast destinations taking our program, and we appreciate you coming aboard. Tell your friends to tune in and make us a regular habit. We have a wonderful guest on tap for you this afternoon, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and dial in. When you do, you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You'll catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. We also have our chat room in business for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and it's at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we get you involved. And while the promo is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn screen, follow the instructions, and it'll be live with you. We are expecting Richard Allen Reed, the director and executive producer of the new Amazon Freebie film, Puppy Love, that premieres tomorrow, to join us shortly, and hopefully he will, after these news notes. The acquisition race for BET is over, with no sale. In quiet fashion, BET owner Paramount decided to reverse its intent to give away majority ownership of BET to another party in a multi-billion dollar deal. In the running, BET content supplier Tyler Perry, Byron Allen and his Allen Media Group, Revolt owner Sean Combs, and a group black-led consortium. According to several entertainment news reports, Paramount received offers far short of its deal-making aspirations. Besides BET, the effort incorporated prime ownership of BET Her and other linear spin-off channels, BET Studios, subscription service BET Plus, and VH1. Three ABC-owned television stations will launch 10 a.m. Eastern Time local news hours September 11th. WABC here in New York, WPVI in Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina-based WTVD will be the 9/11 launch pads for a 10 a.m. newscast. Concurrent, our current 10 a.m. occupant, Tamron Hall, will begin its fifth season syndication at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's not clear if other ABC affiliates on the East Coast or elsewhere will do similar mid-morning newscasts before the end of the year. If you haven't heard, Michael Parkinson, one of the world's most popular and lauded TV talk masters, passed away last night. Parkinson's popular BBC talk series from England ran from 1971 to 1982 and then from 1998 to 2007. More than 2,000 celebrities were interviewed by Parkinson through his program, which moved from BBC to ITV, that's Independent Television in England, in 2004. Some episodes and highlight compilations are available to watch now on YouTube. Michael Parkinson was 88. He made his last public appearance with his wife last year during the Wimbledon tennis tournament. And now quickies. Long-awaited Season 5 of Fargo kicks off November 21st on FX. In our development there, American Horror Story's 12th season, nicknamed Delicate, will begin September 20th. Lost in the Arctic, a National Geographic Explorer special, sets sail on Nat Geo next Thursday, followed by next day showcases on Hulu and Disney+. And we now have a title to connect with the first live-action Godzilla series, coming from Apple TV+ and Legendary Television, Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. How about that? And that is news notes for today. We are expecting to join us any moment, Richard Allen Reed. He is the director and executive producer of Puppy Love. It's a brand new film from Amazon Freebie that is actually based on a very popular BuzzFeed series called Puppyhood, which happened in 2015. The show stars Lucy Hale. You may remember her from the Pretty Little Liars series on Freeform and ABC Family. And Grant Gustin from The Flash. It also stars Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman herself, Jane Seymour. Reed is the director and executive producer. And Richard, if you're hearing us, give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as we hear you're ready to go on the air, we will get you on. In the meantime, while we wait for Richard, let's tell you, for those of you especially that are joining us for the first time on Amazon Music and on Audible, that this is the program all about TV's current and future. We started 16 years ago, plus, on NowLive.com. We moved to Blog Talk Radio in 2009, and we've been on BTR ever since, joined by, in simulcast form, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio, and then over the last couple of years, on more than 40 podcast sites, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and many, many more who have come on, particularly in the last few months, including today, Amazon Music, and on Audible. So we appreciate you being aboard. We hope you make us a regular habit. Want to let you know that we'll be on, usually we're on the air Mondays and Fridays from 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific to 4:30 Eastern time. That's noon to 1:30 on the West Coast. And also want to let you know that coming up on our program tomorrow, we will have Hub Entertainment Research Senior Consultant David Tice. He's been on the program before, and he's always been a terrific guest. Hub just came out with a brand new study called Evolution of the TV Set 2023, an annual study to do about what people do with their smart TV sets beside watching TV programming. You might be surprised at what this new study has shown, and David will be here as our lead guest to talk all about it. And then you'll meet someone who is about to become a star. Her name is Shiffer Zuckerman. You may remember her from a series on Max called The Sex Lives of College Girls. Well, now she is going from co-star there to start on Saturday night with the new Lifetime original movie From Paris with Danger. And she will be with us live tomorrow. The 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. All righty, we are still awaiting Richard Allen Reed from Puppy Love to join us. By the way, Puppy Love is a co-production of BuzzFeed Studios and Lionsgate. Of course, is still the owner of Starz, the premium pay service, and also service available on smart TV sets and devices as well. So, Rich, if you're hearing us or your publicist, give us a call, 646-652-2906, and as soon as we see that you're ready to go on the air, we will get you on the air. In the meantime, let's proceed. For those of you that are joining us on Audible and Amazon Music, you should know that we have several features we do on the program every episode. One of them you just heard is News Notes, the latest TV news. Another is our classic trivia question, where if you email the correct answer and you're first to do so, you win prizes. Right now, we have been offering a Chicago Greatest Hits CD and an Uber card from AMC Networks. The current question that we had that unfortunately nobody picked up, so nobody wins the prizes at this point, was who played the Thin Man on television? In the late 1950s, MGM did one of its first scripted TV series on NBC, I believe it was from 57 to 59, about the Thin Man, the famous movie characters Nick and Nora Charles, who were played in the movies by William Powell and Myrna Loy, with that bean-stealing dog known as Asta. Well, the TV series had Phyllis Kirk playing the Nora Charles character and Asta as Asta, and we wanted to know who played Nick Charles, the Thin Man, in that series. The answer, Peter Lawford. That's right, Peter Lawford, who became a star in MGM movies like Good News and others, well, he played the Thin Man on television. Like I said, it was one of MGM's first television productions. You can see episodes of the Thin Man on YouTube. So once again, Peter Lawford played the Thin Man on television. That was the answer to our current classic trivia question that we offered on this program over the last 2 weeks. So today, let's start a new question. And all of you listening on Amazon Music and Audible and our other new podcast sites that have joined us in the last couple of weeks, time for you to play in. And once again, we're going to be offering the Chicago Greatest Hits CD and the AMC Network's Uber card. Plus, remember Lifetime used to have a series called Intimate Portrait, these wonderful hour programs, each like their biography series, documenting famous people and famous women in all sorts of professions. Well, way back when Intimate Portrait was on the air, Lifetime issued a CD called Women in Rock, and it featured a lot of great hits by artists like the Bangles, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Michelle Schacht, and others. And that CD, along with the Chicago Greatest Hits CD and the AMC Network's Uber card, can be yours if you know the answer to the following question. Remember the TV series Mr. Novak, wonderful series of the 1960s, award-winning. It was also an MGM television series, starred James Franciscus as a very idealistic high school teacher. The show was shot in Los Angeles, many scenes done at an actual high school in the area. Well, over the course of that run, an Oscar-winning actor an Oscar-nominated actor, both in the supporting category, played Mr. Novak's principal on Mr. Novak? And that's the question. Name either actor playing a high school principal to Mr. Novak on NBC's Mr. Novak. Name either actor, we'll take one or the other, or both, name either actor playing a high school principal on the NBC series Mr. Novak. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and also enclose your address, your mailing address, so that if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. So when you email, make sure, and we only accept email entries, make sure that you put down your name and your mailing address so that if you win, you get the prizes. Once again, the question, name either actor playing a high school principal on NBC's Mr. Novak. Both of them were, one was an Oscar-winning supporting actor, and the other was an Oscar-nominated supporting actor. So let's see if you can find out who it is and let us know. If you're first to do so, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, Thursday, we will post the question tomorrow morning, that's Friday, on Facebook, before known as Twitter. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, on my Facebook feed, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, all you got to do is play in. So do so, and all the very best. All right, we are still waiting for Richard Allen Reed, director, executive producer of Puppy Love from Amazon Freevee that premieres tomorrow on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and Amazon Freevee's own and other multi-channel bundles. And Richard, if you're hearing us, give us that call, and as soon as I see that you're ready to go on the air, we will put you on. In the meantime, on we go. And what we'll do is we're going to do some features that we were going to do in the second half hour of the show. We'll move them up now, and hopefully when we get done with them, we'll have Richard on the line. If you were trying to catch our show on our simulcast, live, Blog Talk Radio Speaker and Tuner Radio, which was supposed to be on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, and you tuned in, you heard nothing. And it wasn't just our program. It was any program that was being carried live on Blog Talk Radio. For all of Monday, Monday night, overnight, and into a good chunk of Tuesday. And to explain why that happened, we need to establish two contexts. The first, and we've said this a number of times over the 16 years that we have been doing this program, you have to be reminded that while the internet is one of the most brilliant inventions of communication or inventions ever in the history of civilization, that it is a very fragile, brittle instrument which is suspect and susceptible to being overthrown at any given time, anywhere. And secondly, second context, that when it happens, you don't get much warning about it, and it can happen between where you are listening to this program, where I am bringing you this program, and the folks at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and Tuner Radio, that provide the transmission link connecting both of us, and also bring this program to our more than 40 podcast destinations, Amazon Music and Audible Now included. And it can happen for all sorts of rationale, everything from a phone outage, an electrical short circuit, a service outage involving the internet service provider. In my area, it turns out to be Charter Communications here in New York, Spectrum. It can be horrendous weather, tornado, hurricane, severe thunderstorms, lightning. It can be an issue with the power grid. All sorts of issues that snap the internet that snapped the connection, that doesn't allow one way or another this program to go on the air. And it can happen at my end, and it can happen at Blog Talk Radio's end, and it can happen in between. So what happened on Monday that forced this program not to go on the air and many other Blog Talk Radio shows along the way for most of Monday and a good chunk of Tuesday? Well, in this case, it was at Blog Talk Radio's end, and it was the snapping of the connection that allows hosts and producers like myself to get into Blog Talk Radio program up. Now, let me explain. When you transmit a show on Blog Talk Radio, you get a special phone line that you call with your smartphone or landline phone to make the connection. You do it up to 15 minutes before you go on the air. That way, you establish the connection, the virtual connection with Blog Talk, and then Blog Talk with its listeners, and at the same time allows our guests to call in either 5 or 10 minutes before the top of the hour, the top of the program, to make sure we do a sound check, to make sure their audio levels are correct, and make sure they can hear me, I can hear them, and they also can be debriefed on any late developments in television that may impact the interviews that we do. Well, on Monday, Blog Talk Radio had that connection go snafu. We literally could not call in to Blog Talk Radio. And when we did, and we did it both with my standard smartphone and landline, we could not get through. We could not use the special code that we get, the call-in code, as BTR says it, to get the connection established. We could not do that. We tried doing that for at least 14 minutes before we went on the air, 10 minutes into the program. And when it looked like the situation was not going to be fixed in short order, and we did get a screen thing at the top of the screen, top of the computer screen, that it was Blog Talk's issue, so they acknowledged the issue was happening, that we had to say bye-bye, no episode Monday. That was us and many other live Blog Talk Radio shows. Instantly, we emailed, we communicated with our guests at the time, one of whom was Richard Allen Reed, who we are still attempting to have on today's episode, and the other was the Emmy-nominated producer, Michael Mazzella, who was going to be our lead guest and talk about his views about the writer's strike and the actor's strike and how it's impacting the TV you watch and not watching right now. Well, we were able to reset Richard for today. Apparently something is up. We will see what the situation is if he does not come on the air in the next few minutes. And Michael, we expect, will reset for next one of next week's shows. We're doing 3 shows next week, Monday, Thursday, Friday, at our usual hour. And I want you to know that I totally sympathize with the technicians at BTR about what they had to deal with. Because trust me, it takes a lot to rectify these situations. Once these situations happen, you got to pinpoint where it is, and then you got to really call for help and backup to rectify the problem. And I sympathize in part because it's happened to me on my end, where I did not know we had a problem until we had the problem. Whether it was my computer screen going down because my internet service provider had a outage, or our cable modem broke down, or what else. And let me be very frank. It's a very humiliating and embarrassing situation. It's not fun that you prepare a program, and whether it is at your end or Blog Talk Radio's end or somewhere in the middle, you can't do it. You prepare for the show. You prepare for the show. You have your guests. They're very excited about coming on. You work with their publicists. And voila, you can't go on. So I have tremendous sympathy for Blog Talk Radio and what they had to go through Monday and Tuesday once they finally, once they could pinpoint the problem. And we've been assured that the problem has been corrected and hopefully will not happen again. The only thing I can do at my end is commit to you or recommit to you that we can't guarantee that somewhere down the road, boom, the internet at some point breaks up and doesn't allow us to do this program. What we can commit to you is that when something happens, we will deal with the issue. If we have to reschedule guests, we will. And by the way, when we've had issues like this happen, we have rescheduled our guests 99.99999% of the time. And we'll go forward. We're not going to make anybody wrong in the situation because, like I said, the internet is a very fragile instrument. It is highly, highly susceptible to a sudden disruption. And you don't know when the disruption happens, how long it's going to be. And in many cases, you can't, as the producer and host, do a lot about it, especially if it's not at your end. So thank you to Blog Talk Radio for dealing with the problem, not just for me, but for all the other producer and hosts who were impacted. We apologize to you, our audience, for not being on Monday. And we hope that this kind of thing, if it happens, happens once in a very great while. And I can tell you this, you, the Blog Talk Radio listener, the Spreaker listener, the TuneIn listener, all of our listeners, and all of you catching us on podcast, as well as our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, we deeply appreciate you. We would not be here starting our 17th year last week and into week two this week if it wasn't for you and your patience and your understanding and your support and your listening. That's why at the end of every episode, we say thank you for your listening because we're not around if you're not around. We deeply appreciate you. We deeply appreciate our guests. We deeply appreciate all the wonderful people that are responsible for making this show possible. And once again, to those of you that are joining us today for the first time on Amazon Music and Audible, we thank both of you, your sites, for taking our show, and we will earn your trust. We'll earn your listening the best way we know how to give you the best show we can. And I invite you to check our show out regularly, tell your friends, and if you can't catch us live, take down our phone number and our chat room. Take down the fact that if you're at work or if you're at play or wherever, and you can't hear our show live, you can still use the phone number, 646-652-2906, and call in with a question or comment to our guests. By the way, we publicize our show on Facebook and on Twitter, as well as through BTR. So please use our phone number. Use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So go to Blog Talk Radio's website. Go to click our logo under the entertainment listings, under categories, and then find our chat room and participate from wherever you are. We try to make this show as friendly for you to be interactive with our guests. That's what makes the show very special. And speaking of our guests, we're going to keep trying for a little while longer to have Richard Allen Reed, the director and executive producer of Puppy Love. That's the new movie coming on Amazon Freevee tomorrow. It's the movie that stars Lucy Hale. You remember her from the Pretty Little Liars series, first on Freeform ABC Family and then on Max, and Grant Gustin from The Flash. It's a film that was inspired by a BuzzFeed series called Puppyhood that was around in 2015. It's about a man, by the way, who finds his soulmate in a puppy. In addition to the two co-stars, Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn Manson, woman herself, is also in the program, as well as Michael Hitchcock from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Nora Davis from the comedy special Nora Davis, You Guys Are Dope. Again, the program premieres tomorrow on Amazon Freevee. That's available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles, including Amazon Freebie Zone. And for more details about the program online, go to www.amazon.com/freebie. That's www.amazon.com/freebie. And we're going to stick around a little while longer. And if Richard cannot join us, we will reset him or reschedule him for one of our episodes next week. And again, you know, it's some sort of communication breakdown. We don't know what the situation is. Sometimes things happen where guests are all set to go and something happens, whether it's in the production of a show or it's something, a family issue, personal issue pops up. We understand that. It's a given. It happens from time to time, and we'll reschedule him for an upcoming episode, in fact, if that is the case. Once again, I want to remind you that coming your way on tomorrow's show, we're going to have David Tice, the wonderful senior consultant from Hub Entertainment Research. We got a brand new study out called Evolution of the TV Set 2023, and you might be really surprised by how people are using their smart TV sets and devices beyond just watching TV programming. And from the new Lifetime movie, From Paris with Danger, the star of the film, she was one of the co-stars of the recent Max series, The Sex Life of College Girls, Shifra Zuckerman. And 1 week from Friday here on Smart Be Televised, we have a wonderful guest for you. We're going to have the executive producer of one of the longest-running family-friendly drama series in North American TV history. It's called Heartland. It has been a Canadian series. It's now in its 16th season. It's on the Up Network on Sunday nights. And we'll talk to the executive producer, Jordy Randall. That's 1 week from tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And remember, if you ever come in late on a program or you're a new listener and you want to catch up an episode you missed, we make it very, very simple for you. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's Tomorrow Be Televised, or blogtalkradio.com, I should say, /televised. Chuck Northwest Media, by the way, one of our popular chat room people, just came into the room. Hi, Duck, gave us a yellow thumbs up, so thank you for that. And if you have a question or comment, put it in the room. Or make a call, 646-652-2906. We really do appreciate it. So, again, if you'd like to catch up on episodes you missed, we've had some very good ones of late. For example, last week we had Brad Schwartz, the head of programming at the CW, for our anniversary episode a week ago Monday. And in addition to Brad, we had last week Jacqueline Cutler, the new head of the TV Critics Association. That was last Thursday. And last Friday, we had the novelist and executive producer of the popular new movie Love in Taipei from Paramount Plus, Abigail Hing Nguyen. She was terrific on the show last Friday. I'm happy to say that the film has gotten very good reviews, excellent audience response. I have a hunch that we will see more about those adventures of the gang in Love in Taipei, either with a sequel movie or a television series. We'll see what happens. But we want to thank all of our guests for joining us last week as we kicked off year 17. And again, if you want to catch up on those episodes, go to blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, you can also check us out on our homepage, on our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com for the fine people at On Podium who put it together, and on the more than 40 podcast sites that we currently have, like the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, and Speakers Podcast, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so many more, including newbies like Castro, CurioCaster, Pocket Cast, PodFriend, PodBest, and Sonnet. So thanks to all those wonderful sites for tuning us in every week and making sure that you have recent episodes you can check out anytime you like. All right. We're going to do something that we do at the bottom of the hour. It's called web identification. And then when we come back, we will hopefully have Richard Allen Reed from Puppy Love on the program. And if not, we will tell you about something else that's happening with our show and maybe a thought or two about where we stand with the writer's strike and the actor's strike. We'll do that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 90 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Remember, if you want to hear about success in great ways, check out the January Jones Show. She's on every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on BTR. Great guests who are successful in all sorts of ways of life, all great women. January Jones Show, every weekday, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget Best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Thursday afternoon, the 17th of August, 2023. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Thanks for joining us at the bottom of the hour. Again, welcome to those of you catching us on Amazon Music and Audible, our brand new podcast destination. More than 40 now taking our show regularly. 78 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. We were expected to have Richard Allen Reed, the director and executive producer of Puppy Love, the new movie coming to Amazon Freebie tomorrow, starring Lucy Hale of Pretty Little Liars fame, and Grant Gustin from The Flash, also starring Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman herself. Richard, if you can hear us, we'd still love to have you on the show. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're ready to go on the air, you go and get on, and we'll have you. And in the meantime, you can also check out our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, our good friend Duck Talk West Media, already in the room, joined a few moments ago. Gave us a yellow thumbs up, as he does. We do appreciate that. All right. One of the announcements we are going to give you today is about our new podcast platforms, Audible and Amazon Music. We appreciate everybody tuning in that way. And we have another announcement for you. Actually, we clued you in on this last week on one of our episodes. And that is that starting tomorrow, we will have advertising support on a regular basis. Thanks to our wonderful association with the Zencastr Creator Network, we have been able to line up new advertisers for you, and they'll be joining us with regular messages starting tomorrow. I want you to know a couple of commitments that we have for you when it comes to having advertising on this program. Number one, yours truly is picking the ads from products and services that we think can make a difference in your life, impact your life in a great way, or others you know. Second, that the advertising that yours truly will be delivering the copy, like your friendly neighborhood radio DJs, or for those of you who remember the great radio personality Paul Harvey in his prime. And I'll be writing the copy, by the way, with consultation with our advertisers to make sure their points get across in a great way. And third, that the advertising will not, repeat, will not impact the heart and soul of this program from the get-go, which is the extended exclusive interviews that we do with the people who make TV happen. Advertising will not be in the middle of those interviews. They will run as is. We will have promos for upcoming episodes. We will, of course, from time to time give the opportunity to call in and be involved with our guests by phone or chat room. However, the advertising will run after those interviews or before, or they will happen before a segment like classic trivia question, up as an update, show to know, something I'd like to see, takeaway of the week, which we do on Fridays regularly, as well as other things, as well as special announcements as well. So we want you to know that the advertising will run in appropriate spaces, not in the middle of our extended exclusive interviews with the people making TV happen. And I'm delighted to tell you that our first pair of advertisers that will join us starting tomorrow are Liquid IV, the company that's fueling life adventures and your well-being, and Laird Superfood, plant-based coffee creamers and other products that fuel you from sunrise to sunset. And, little additional treat, we're happy to tell you that for some of our advertisers, you will be able to order products, your first order from them, at a discount. All you have to do is use the promo code TELEVISED. Starting tomorrow, for some of our advertisers, including the two I just mentioned, if you order your first order from them using, at checkout, the promo code TELEVISED, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, you will get a discount off that first order. So be with us tomorrow and get all details, and we'll introduce other advertisers as well to the program as they take our offer to be on. So thank you to the Zencastr Creator Network. Thank you to the advertisers getting involved, jumping in, starting with Liquid IV and Laird Superfood. And I want you to know that we're looking at other possible advertisers for the show. We thank you because it's time. It's time to make a revenue stream off this program from advertising. It can be done. We think we can do it in a great way that serves them and serves you, our audience. Let's give you, for those who just joined us at the bottom of the hour, our new classic trivia question. For those of you that were trying to get down the old one, the answer to the old one, who played the thin man on television, was Peter Lawford, who played the Nick Charles role that William Powell made famous in the movies in that MGM series with Myrna Loy as Nora Charles and Asta the dog as Asta. So we have a brand new question, and if you're first with the correct answer, we have two CDs for you, the Chicago Greatest Hits CD plus the Lifetime Intimate Portrait Women in Rock CD when they came out with that wonderful series, biographies of great women in all walks of life. And the CD has great hits from the likes of Michelle Schacht, Laura Branigan, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Bangles, Cyndi Lauper, and other great female musical artists. So all this could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Remember the TV series in the 1960s on NBC, Mr. Novak, acclaimed series about a high school teacher played by James Franciscus, ran two seasons on that service, won all sorts of awards. Very well done. You can see some of the episodes on YouTube. Well, in the course of that series, which was also produced, like The Thin Man by MGM, two people played Mr. Novak's principal. One, the first one, was an Oscar-winning supporting actor. The other was an Oscar-nominated supporting actor. And that's the question. Name either actor playing a high school principal on NBC's Mr. Novak. Name either actor playing a high school principal on NBC's Mr. Novak. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. So if you win, we get the question out. We get the prizes out to you. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow. That's Friday morning on Facebook and Twitter, well, now known as X. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter, or X, at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, the question. Name either actor playing a high school principal on NBC's 1960s drama, Mr. Novak. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Only email entries. If you're a previous winner or you're a previous guest on this program, you are not eligible. So everyone else, get in there and try to win today if you can, and all the very best. It looks like we will not have Richard Allen Reed, the director, executive producer of Puppy Love, on this program today. We're sorry about that. We'll find out what the breakdown is, and we'll reschedule him for one of our episodes next week. We'll be on next Monday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, the start time, on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, or you can follow us on tomorrowbetelevised.com, our website put together by the great people at On Podium, or on more than 40 podcast sites, including starting today, Amazon Music, and Audible. And by the way, I want to let you know that Puppy Love begins tomorrow on Amazon Freebie, which is available on smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles, including Amazon Freebie's own. And for more details about the movie and all of Amazon Freebie's programming for that matter, go to www.amazon.com/freebie, F-R-E-E-V-E-E. That's www.amazon.com/freebie. Well, I've been following all week long the situation with the writer's strike and the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA strike, both of which against the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers. The Writers Guild and AMPTP met earlier this week. It looked like some progress was going to be made. There was a little progress at the negotiating table. We don't know if there's going to be another meeting before the end of the week or early next week. What we do know is that there was a phone call with reporters, conference call, that was held earlier this week by SAG-AFTRA. And basically, the people on the call, led by SAG-AFTRA Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland, I've seen him, by the way, at various shows and news reports, very articulate person, very committed person, he basically suggested, we're not going to negotiate until the writers get a deal. So here's a comment about that. And it's very simple. It's a question. Are you crazy? Think about that. Are you crazy? You're waiting for another deal to be made before you deal, before you get back to the bargaining table with the Alliance of TV and Motion Picture Producers? Now, why do I say you're crazy? I remember when there have been other strikes involving labor unions, including one back in the 60s and 70s, that threatened to put the newspapers out of business for a while, take them off the stands. Well, the strikes didn't happen. Why? Because the newspaper publishers didn't just deal with one of the unions that makes newspapers happen. They dealt with all the unions at the same time. They didn't go, here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one, then this, then that. They went with everybody. And that, I think, was the way to go that saved New York City newspaper readers from seeing their friendly neighborhood newspaper, the New York Times, the Post, et cetera, be off the newsstand. Because people from, whether it's the printers union, the newspaper guild, et cetera, were on strike. Everybody got a deal at the same time. So why is SAG-AFTRA waiting for another union to make a deal? Maybe if the Writers Guild didn't wait to the directors to get a deal, and rather than that, you know, move their heisters off their seats and got back to the bargaining table and said with AMPTP, get back to the table with us, let's do something. Maybe we'd be over by now. Maybe there would not have been a SAG after strike. Maybe this writer's strike would be settled by now and everybody would be back at work. I would suggest very strongly to SAG-AFTRA, don't wait for the Writers Guild to make a deal with AMPTP. You make a deal. Now, don't wait. And incidentally, how about getting business affairs people, not just labor negotiators, in on this? Or get someone like Mark Pedowitz, the president of CEW, former president of CEW, suggested by a wonderful correspondent, Joseph Adelin, a week or so ago, in his Buffering email newsletter. Great newsletter, by the way, if you get it. Wonderful analysis of the TV scene. It's time to stop doing the normal. And by the way, who wrote the rules that AMPTP has to make a deal with one union before they make a deal with another? Again, I go back to the newspaper guild, the newspaper situation. A strike was avoided because the newspaper publishers made deals with everybody at the same time. They didn't wait for one union to make a deal and then go to the next and the next and the next. I think this is a big mistake by SAG-AFTRA, personal thought. We, by the way, we have an invite out to their public relations rep to have Duncan on the show or Fran Drescher, the head of the Screen Actors Guild, or somebody to get on this program and explain the actions of that organization and why they are not talking right now at a negotiating table with the Alliance. Earlier today, here in New York, the New York City Comptroller issued a press release saying that he would like to see a deal with the writers and the actors as soon as possible. That is not going to happen if we have this piecemeal framework going on and if everybody is playing a waiting game. So once again tomorrow, I'm going to again email the Screen Actors Guild PR team to see what we can do to get somebody next week on this program from a guild executive, a guild person, to give us their side of things. And by the way, we still have a invite out to the Alliance, and we have an invite out to the Writers Guild. It's time for more communication with the press. And it's time for the Alliance stop not talking. We've said this over and over again the last few months. This is a major mistake on the Alliance's part not to talk about the situation and not to show some empathy, but to keep silent and just come out with statements and talking points and not bring their people on shows like this or on newscasts or on talk shows to explain their situation. Because right now, they come across as cowards, and they come across as the villain. And a lot of it is their own making. Once again, right now, it's time for everybody to get back at that bargaining table, stop the waiting games, and start making a deal. The deal or the negotiation that came out earlier this week seemed to suggest that there was some progress made on the whole issue of writers' rooms. And there's a lot more progress being made on the subject of artificial intelligence. And those are the two key issues. Writers' rooms, residuals, it should be as a third issue, and artificial intelligence. And it seems that the alliance is starting to give some flexibility here. Now it's time for the other unions to get flexibility too. It's not going to happen unless you get back to that bargaining table. So let's intend that everybody gets some clear heads and stop acting like brats. And start also thinking about who else is at stake here, this shutdown of scripted television all over the place. It's no longer just you, actors. It's no longer just you, writers. It's cinematographers. It's film editors. It's makeup people. It's production assistants. It's gaffers. It's script supervisors. It's the showrunners. The extras in casting, the casting people. Everybody is now impacted here. And it's time to start thinking about them and not just yourselves. Because right now, this television season on broadcasting cable is on the verge of having the fall is pretty much wiped out. It's going to be mostly unscripted on the broadcast networks and probably on most of the cable networks. If somebody can make, if we can get a deal done before Labor Day, we can save the second half of the season. And we can also, by the way, save the Emmy Awards, the Daytime Emmys, and others. Again, it's time for everybody to focus, and get this situation licked and resolved. That we, the television viewers, you, the television viewers, can enjoy a plentiful supply of scripted television from all sorts of places. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. Give a call, email me, find me on social media, or use our chat room right now, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's how you can email me. And, of course, you can also find me on social media, Facebook at Simon Applebaum, LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and X, formerly Twitter, at UBC Simon TWBT. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. That includes all of you tuning us in now for the first time on Amazon Music and Audible. So in a moment, we're going to wrap things up for today. Before we do, again, I want to apologize for whatever prevented Richard Allen Reed, the director, executive producer of Puppy Love, from joining the program. We are going to reschedule him for one of our episodes next week, and we'll let you know when that will happen. And again, we have to find out the source of the breakdown. We will, and we'll get it all rectified. So anyway, again, thank all of you for tuning in today. Again, thank you to all of our new people tuning in on Amazon Music and Audible. Thank you for joining us with both. Thank you for patronizing both these wonderful podcast locations, and for them joining our group of more than 40 podcast destinations. And we hope all of you come back tomorrow when live we're going to have one of the key people at Hub Entertainment Research, senior consultant David Tice, who's come out with a brand new study called Evolution of the TV Set 2023. An annual study they do. And it's all about how smart TV set and device users are using their products beyond just watching television. You might be surprised. Could this be the beginning of, for example, people turning their smart TV sets and devices into hubs for controlling everything else in their smart home, from the washing machine to the front door? And how about sports betting? And how about ordering products and services? What's the outlook for that? David will tell us. And finally, from the new Lifetime movie premiering on Saturday night from Paris with Danger, the star of the movie, Shifra Zuckerman. That's coming your way Friday, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, you can check us out anytime, 24/7, at our webpage, tomorrowbetelevised.com, from the fine folks at YouTube, and on podcasts, whether it's the iRadio Podcast Network, whether it is iTunes, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and, as of today, Amazon Music and Audible. We love hearing from you. We want to get your thoughts where TV is at and where it's going. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, that's how you participate in our classic trivia question segment that we do every episode. And that's also how you participate in a segment we call A Show to Know. Is there a television show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it the attention. And if we hear from you with the idea and we use it, you get the credit. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And anytime you can catch me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and X, formerly Twitter. That's Facebook and LinkedIn as Simon Applebaum, and X, formerly Twitter, at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate with me, I communicate back with you in 24 hours. That's our commitment to you, because what you say matters now more than ever before. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BHR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the internet's new podcast outpost. Go to onpodium.com for all details. Guitarist Vakas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening wherever you're joining us. We hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. We are back tomorrow, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you are up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And please keep your thoughts and prayers for all the people dealing with the tragedy post-wildfires in Maui and other parts of Hawaii. And if you want to make a contribution of some kind, you can go to the American Red Cross at their site, redcross.org. You can go to Salvation Army at salvationarmy.org, United Way at their website, as well as check out statewide agencies that are doing their very, very best to deal with the situation and to help the thousands of people who have been impacted by this tragedy. And again, keep your thoughts and prayers alive for all those people, that their Aloha spirit will not perish. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.